and the devil has nothing to accuse me of, what can he accuse you of? It is hard to forgive, but you must learn it to be a Christian. Because you're not doing it for his sake, you're doing it for your own sake. Unforgiveness is a burden. It's so big, you can't carry it.
You are mighty on your throne. You reign. You worship Zion's King. Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne.
Wave your hands to God.
You're mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Is our spirit back? I'll be very fast. The Lord has been opening so many doors in the realm of the Spirit for us. Whenever a man of God said, as much as I have, I give to you, I feel a strong anointing. Whenever a man of God says, as much as I have, I give to you, it actually means that whatever I carry, whatever kind of anointing I carry, whatever that anointing does for me, that you also be a partaker of it. By their fruits we shall know them. By their fruits we shall know them. You see, I've learned not to just pray for myself, but to enjoy praying for others. I've learned that the only thing that moves God is what you do to another person. I've learned that the only thing God cares about is your love for another person. Before I start this ministration, it's about the power prayer. I'm going to be teaching you about power prayers. The prayer you pray that changes things in the spirit. You don't understand. See, you come to the church, you spend 30 minutes or 1 hour here. In your mind, it's just 30 minutes or 1 hour. In the realm of the spirit, you have gone far in the spirit. Maybe this is like a testimony, but it's the truth. The Lord, by the special grace of God, I've not been stranded since I found Christ. Whenever something turns to come up, or whatever anything is trying to emerge, the Lord just finds a solution around it. And I begin to understand it's a type of grace. Reverend Gospel told me something. He said, this year you shall pioneer a different kind of grace. I don't understand that, but I'm beginning to understand it. It's not about you. God blesses you for his name to be glorified. Some of you share so many. See, the testimony you share is so awesome. You know, when you listen to a testimony, like someone said that for 3 months or 6 months you'll be testifying, you'll be full of joy. You feel like, how can someone, is it real? Can it be possible for someone to enjoy, to be happy for 6 months? Like, is it possible? But it's very, very possible. Because when you're hacking onto the word of God, you see, there's one thing about God. There are things you do that provoke God into doing certain things. Yielding to the Holy Spirit of God. And one of the things that we have failed to understand in the church is about unforgiveness. You see, when God said, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, he was not talking about himself. Because he himself has forgiven your entire sin. In the eyes of God, when you come in the name of Jesus, God does not see any sin anymore. The only thing God can see is what they call disobedience. Rebellion. He's no longer considered you as a sinner. And the funny thing is that before you do anything, God actually knows you're about to do that. Praise the Lord Jesus. Are you with me? But one thing we don't know is that if I have a problem, please, I need you to come. I need you to come. I want to use you for an example for something. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This young man, for example, now, if I'm offended, if we have issues, and probably he did something to me, and I'm a Christian, and I find fault in what he did, and I hate him, and we're keeping malice, for example, if I'm praying, the blessings of God will come, but an unforgiveness will be like an umbrella. It will cover my head. The rain, the blessings of God will not touch me. Whereas God has released that blessing. And you will still be blaming God. I'm telling you, the power of prayer here. The power that is in prayer. Now, you'll be blaming God that God has not heard or answered your prayer. Whereas God is releasing an apple, but your unforgiveness is giving the devil the right to hold those blessings. The Bible said that the devil cometh to me and findeth what? And findeth nothing. And the Bible said, never give the devil a resting place. That means the devil must come to find a place in you, but you must not give him a resting place. See, your prayer is not for the devil not to come. Whether you like it or not, he must come. As you are growing, he will come. But when he comes, let him not find a place to rest upon. When they say, don't give him a resting place, it means let him not find a fault that he can use to hold on and seize your blessings. So, despite I'm a good Christian, and in the whole world I've forgiven everyone, but this young man is the person I refuse to forgive. I am tied to him. I can't move. I can never move. The blessings I will receive will be the ones that falls on the ground. Because millionaires will hit the umbrella, the water will hit on the umbrella, and it will still bounce on the ground and you still touch your leg. So you start receiving little things because of your unforgiveness. But the moment I look at this guy and I say, I forgive you, he detached from that unforgiveness. That spirit leaves me. I begin to ascend. And the blessings of God, there will be nothing hovering over my head anymore. Then the devil will not find a resting place anymore. Because when I come before God, I'll come blameless. And the devil has nothing to accuse me of. What can he accuse you of? It is hard to forgive. But you must learn it to be a Christian. Because you're not doing it for his sake. You're doing it for your own sake. Unforgiveness is a burden. It's so big, you can't carry it. That young man broke my heart. Yes, he did. That young man disappointed me. Yes, he did. That lady offended me. Yes, he did. My uncle hated me. Yes, he did. But what will you do? I told you that what makes you a Christian is not by praying, it's not by fasting, it's the reflection of Christ from you, not in you. Reflection does not come in you, it comes out of you. Some people offend you. There's one thing my elder brother always says. My elder brother will always say something when he's doing business meeting, when you're doing company meeting, he will say, Emeka is the pastor. If you do something wrong, he might want to punish you, but the Holy Ghost will tell him, don't do it. But me, I'm not a pastor. I will do it before the Holy Ghost will tell me I've done it. And it happens to me a lot. People will always offend you, but you have to see beyond them. You have to see beyond them. My duty, your duty in life is to hold this guy. Make sure he progresses. You see, you might see that you invited a brother or a sister to a church. In your eyes, I only invited him. No. In the realm of the spirit, you save the destiny. Sometimes when you chat me, I reply you fast. It's not like I don't have anything doing, but I value your soul. Because someone can just say, I want to commit suicide, but let me talk to my pastor. I say, hello, pastor. And because I was too busy with the things of the world, I will not look at it. And 2 hours later, I now look at it. I found out that you tried to commit suicide. Before I could call you, you've done it. That soul, it will be a burden for me. Some people, when they call me on the phone, they be like, is this Prophet Chukwuemeka? I say, yeah. He say, he's a liar. How can you be picking your call? I'm like, this is me. I'm like, no, sir, please, can you book me an appointment with? I say, you're talking with Prophet Chukwuemeka Emmanuel Okeke. It's me. What can I do for you? Because they expect a protocol to pick the call. But you don't understand. The souls are important to God. Can you imagine that God in all his glory, when one soul is won, God himself smiles. So whenever you win a soul for God, imagine him smiling. And imagine when God searches the earth, you are the reason of that smile. When the angel Gabriel came to Daniel, he said, Daniel, thou art highly favored. It means the name of Daniel is ringing in heaven. See, there are some people on this earth that they will never be popular, but in heaven they will receive award more than the most popular pastors on earth. Don't see them. See, the way we measure on earth is by how many videos, how many views, how many likes, how many shares you get. How many people say, good man of God, your preaching is lovely. The way they measure in the spirit is your message. You preaching the message. How much of that message is you? How much of that message is you? And something she said she was dropping her tithe, and I was like, so she was actually trying to see, would this work? She put again, it worked. Now she will keep. I do the same. I go to my spiritual father, Reverend Gospower. I drop it. It always works. So I. It's a principle. Whoever sows must reap, and whatever you sow, you will reap that. So whoever sows evil must reap evil. Whoever plants evil must reap evil. Are you following me? Are we getting blessed there? So right now, there are some people in your heart that there is hate and unforgiveness. Let them go now. I can't find anyone in my heart that I'm hating. I can't. But if there is any that is in me that I do not know, then the Lord shall bring to my memory and I will forgive that person. So right now, begin to release them. See, your auntie does not help you. It's not his right to help you. Your uncle is not helping you. Apollo, his job to help you. You don't understand. It's not their duty. But there are things you do in the spirit. You can be there looking for a job. Your own uncle knows you're a graduate looking for a job. Someone will come to his office. You will give him a contract worth $1 million. And you could be like, hey, sorry, I forgot you are looking for a job. I just gave someone a job. It is not it. It's because he was blinded by the veil. And when you encounter such kind of authority in the realm of the spirit, the veil will be removed. And those, even your enemies, will start favoring you. See, keep this in mind. Nothing happens for nothing. And don't expect anything from anyone. When people bless you, it is God that bless you. Yes, thank them, pray for them. But when people don't bless you, don't hate them for not blessing you. Go to them side, 50%, 70% of people there are blaming their uncles for one thing or the other. Do you know my uncle is so rich? Do you know my uncle is so, like, he owns 7 cars. Is your uncle, are you his responsibility? It's a message we don't listen, we don't want to think of. Even if he doesn't have a child, can't he plan for the future? But there are certain things you do in the spirit that changes that same uncle that hates you will favor you. You don't understand. When people don't bless you, you don't hate them. It's your approach to them that matters. Are you getting blessed? So begin to release every one of them. If you see, the most funny thing is this. You are having an SM, I'm having an issue with you, madam. And I said, I will not forgive you. But you don't even know I'm having an issue with you. That means in your heart, you are clear. I will keep seeing you rising. My job, I will keep hating that you are rising. And the more I hate that you are rising, the more I keep going down. And the more you keep going high. And one day I will meet you after 6 months. You say hi to me. I'll be like, okay, that teacher tell him. Since 6 months ago, money in the airport anymore. Be like, oh, no, I didn't know. I sent you letters, you didn't get, add my oil number, you don't pick my call. Which number? You check in, open all your old number that you no longer use. You are like, you have missed 6 months of your blessings. You are busy hating. So that's one thing about unforgiveness and hate. You hate someone that you are not even sure that person is hating you. Some people you are hating, they don't even know you are hating them. Is this message blessing you? Thank you, Father. I don't know why I'm preaching this. It's funny, but I don't know why. Let's go to the book of